done, Betsy. So she was. And now I'd like you to be able to tell me what the story was about in your own words.
Well, it was about this woodman, and when he thought that he had harder work to do than his wife, so he went home and he told his wife, "What have you been doing all day?" And then his wife told him, and then he thought that it was easy work, and so the wife said, the husband says that you have to go to the woods and cut, and you have to go out in the forest and cut wood, and I'll stay home. And the next day they did that, and the wife left home with the axe, and the husband was sitting down, and he poured some buttermilk in the jar. And he was making buttermilk, and then he heard the baby crying, so he looked all around in the room, and he didn't see the baby, so he went out to get the baby. He didn't shut the door behind him. When he came back when he found the baby, and then he came back with her, and then he saw a big pig. He saw a big pig inside the house, so he told him to get out, and the pig started racing around, and bumped into the buttermilk, and then the buttermilk fell down, and then the pig went out, and the woodman said that he was gonna have to wash everything in the house, and I think the baby started crying again. And then the man says that you must be hungry, and I'll make some porridge for you. So he lit the fire and he put the porridge on it, and then he heard the cow moving, and then he went out. And then he went outside, and he said, "You haven't had any milk or anything or anything to eat." So he said, "I'll put you on the roof." So he put him on the roof, and he was scared that. He was scared that the cow would fall into the house. He was scared that the cow might fall off of the roof. So he got a rope and he tied it on the cow's neck, and he put the rope down the chimney, and then he climbed down from the roof, and then he went back in the house again, and then he took the rope and he tied it on his left leg, and then he got the porridge for the baby, and the cow fell into the house, and the man was upside down, was hanging upside down, and then his wife was coming down the forest, and then she heard her husband yelling help, so she saw the cow, and she cut the rope from the cow's neck, and then then she ran inside the house, and then when she went inside the house, she saw her husband with one leg up the chimney, and his head was in the porch, and then from then on, the husband did the cutting, and he never said, what have you been doing all day? And there was a woodman who thought that no one worked as hard as he did. One evening when he came home from work, he said to his wife, "I want you to do all day when I am always cutting wood. I keep house," replied the wife, and keeping house and work hard work," said the husband. "You don't know what hard work is. You should try cutting wood." "I'll be glad to," said the wife. Why don't you do my work so someday? I'll start house and keeping house," said the woodman. "If you start house to do, if you start home to do my work, well, you'll have to make bread, carry water from the well, wash the clothes, clean the house, and look after the baby," said the wife. I can do all that," replied the husband. "Well, you do it tomorrow." So the next day, the wife went off to the forest. The husband stayed home and began to do his wife's job. He began to make some butter, and he put the cream into the churn, he said. "This is not going to be hard work. All I have to do is sit here and move the stick up and down so the cream will turn into buttermilk." Just then the woodman heard the baby crying. He looked around, but he could not see her. "This She was not in the house. Quickly, he ran outside outside to look for her. He found the baby at the forest, at the far end of the garden, and brought her back in the house. In his hurry, the woodman heard the woodman had left the door open behind him. When he got back to the house, he saw a big pig inside with its nose in the cream. Get out, shouted the woodman at the top of his voice. The big pig ran around and around in the room. It bumped into the cream, knocking it over. The cream shattered, splashed all over the room. Out the door went the pig. Now I've got more work to do, said the man. I'll have to wash everything in this room. Perhaps keeping home is hard work. Then I thought he took the basket and went to the well for some water. When he came back, the baby was crying. Poor baby, you must be hungry, said the woodman. I'll make some porridge for you. I'll light the fire in the fireplace and the porridge will be ready in a flash. In a minute. Just as the Just as the husband was putting the water into the big pot, he heard the cow moving outside the door. I guess the I guess the cow is hungry too, he thought. No one was giving her any grass to eat or any water to drink today. The man let the porridge to cook on the fire and hurried outside. He gave the cow some water, and I haven't time to find any grass for you now, he said to the cow. I'll put you up on the roof. You'll find something to eat up there. The man put the cow on top of the house. Then he was afraid that she would fall off the roof was hot. The roof and hurt himself. So he put one end of the rope. He put one end of the rope around the cow's neck. He dropped the other end down to the chimney. Then he climbed down from the roof and went into the house. He pulled the end of the rope up out of the fireplace and put it around his left leg. Now I can finish making the porridge, said the woodman, and the cow, and the cow will be safe. But the man spoke too soon. For just then, the cow fell off the roof. She pulled him up the chimney by the rope. There he hung upside down. There he hung upside down over the porridge pot. As for the cow, she may between the roof and the stay. It was not very long before the woodman's wife came home. As she came near the house, she could hear the cow mooing. The baby cried and her husband shouted for help. She hurried up the path. She cut the rope from the cow's neck, and as she did so, the cow fell down to the ground, and the husband dropped head first down the chimney. When the wife went into the house, she saw her husband with his leg up the chimney and his head in the porridge pot. From that day on, the husband went into the forest every day to cut wood. The wife stayed home to keep house and to keep after the child. Never again did the woodman say to his wife that what did you do all day. Never again did he tell his wife that he would stay home to keep house.